It's the Bobby Dollar Show. We back with a season three. Can you believe this?
I'm trying to touch the states this
time. We're going to have some fun, man. Hey, whole new year, whole new look.
Yeah, Sean, like a
new co-host, new artist. Hey, man, let's have some new fun.
Now I'm in the game. I was on the bench. First I was renting, now I'm collecting rent. Run it up. First it with the Beamer, now I want the Benz. Spending all the back like, here I go again. Outside says a chirp, not a camera phone. Told you I'ma make, keep the channels on. Why you acting different when the camera's on? Why you acting different like your paper long?
Hey, y'all, what it do, man? It's your big homie, Bobby Dollars. And I want to welcome y'all back to the Bobby Dollar Show. And another segment of the homies, man. I got the big homie Mo here, big homie GG, big homie B, Chubby Eldris, and you know, big homie Bobby D. Hey, today, man, we finna have another fun episode for y'all. Hey, Mo, man, what we got going on today, man? What's cracking today?
Yeah, man, we got this you know, this Kenosha, Wisconsin case, man, that we're gonna talk about today. Hey, man,
case, man.
Everybody should be most people familiar with it, and you know, some people might not be familiar with it, but we're gonna talk about it today, man. We're gonna definitely talk about that today.
That's what's up. And Gigi, what you got for us today? We're gonna step on your side. What we doing today?
Well, today we're gonna tap into the Astro World incident, and just things that were happening, how it was set up. Was they ready? Was they not ready? Did he know? Did he not know? We're going to tap into that.
That's what's up, man. And then also, man, we're going to count it down, man. Me and B, all of us, man, the big homies, we're going to talk a little bit about that Silk Sonic too, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what's popping right now. So, hey, let's go ahead and get started, man. Mo, what's on our plate today, man? You say the Kenosha case, right? Give me some insight, man. How we looking right now? I know Lil Dude was on trial.
Man, it's looking bad, B. But especially for the prosecution, man. They dropped the ball. Be honest, man, I think this little boy probably gonna get off, man.
Because
of the way this prosecution played this case. Yeah, man. Bro, this man is definitely, it's a possibility he's gonna be a mistrial or he gonna get off scot-free. The prosecution dropped the ball just like the prosecution dropped the ball in the OJ case.
We
don't talk about that, though.
Right, man. Well, we ain't talking about OJ, bro. What the? You old ass nigga. Don't be talking to OJ on my show.
We don't talk about that, though. You know, that was back in the day. But yeah, man, that defensive team is really eating them up, man. And the judge ain't making it no better. The judge, it seemed like if you've been following that case, man, it seemed like the judges don't give a damn at all. He's right. Carefree about the case, man.
Right.
He listening, but at the same time, you can tell he don't give a damn and he really not listening. You know how people can listen, but they not listening.
Right, they listening, but they don't hear you though. You know what I'm saying? They listening, but they don't hear you though.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Before we give more commentary, can we like tell our listeners like what this case is about? Like why?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
What are we talking about? If they don't know.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
B, do you want to give them a background on the story?
Y'all already know, man. So Kyle Rittenhouse taking a 10,000 foot view and then really looking at this white booger of a man. He was underage. He was a teenager, 17 years old from Illinois. He was really into white supremacist groups, as investigators are finding after initial trialing, right?
Right,
they see him throwing up the White House sign.
Yeah, I seen videos.
They see him over his nose. So this underage young man comes to protect property in Kenosha, Wisconsin, even though he is from the state of Illinois, underage.
Right.
As he's going through the protest, he has several incidents with protesters, including, I'm going to mess his name up, Goostrix. He was a EMT who had a pistol, and he even drew his pistol in Rittenhouse in verbal altercation. He survived.
Yeah.
Kyle Rittenhouse actually shot at several people, but what provoked the lethal attack was a skateboarder, a young man I don't know his last name either, Dylan or Ethan, Gootskin, something else, swung a skateboard at him, and he executed the kid, killed him. He also fired at a young lady who survived, and in the aftermath of the trial, I think that the legal team is going to find him not guilty because he was attacked, and there's documentation of it. There's video footage. And I think that, again, we're going to be really disappointed because where do we begin our agenda? I'm sure that's the conversation that we're going to have. But as far as everything leading to this trial, this underage kid that wanted to hang out with militia, who can't get along with anybody long enough to be one of the tough guys in the group, is in some serious trouble. He's in hot water because he killed the one young man who swung a skateboard at him. He fired on the young lady.
That was his girlfriend. That was his girlfriend, the young lady. I just actually watched the video right before we started.
Yeah. It was the skateboarders. Yeah. And I know their backstory because they just felt compelled after Jeff Blake was shot. They weren't protesters necessarily. They don't believe in Black Lives Matter necessarily, but they believe that there was injustice in their backyard. Yeah. And that is the long story short on Kyle Rittenhouse. Yeah.
It was crazy, man. Yeah, with that whole situation. But
that's
he got on the stand with the little crying and all of that. And then what about his parents though, man?
That's where I kinda look at it, man. Like, and I have to say, I don't know. I mean, like, I don't wanna say it, but I have to say, like, is that like white privilege, man? At his best, bro, like where you got a kid that's underage, don't even live in this city, okay? You done drove I don't know how many miles from Illinois with an assault rifle in the car with your mama. You wasn't even driving. Your mama was driving. Dropped you off with the gun, okay? And you walking around looking for some people that you met on the internet so you can go help them defend stores and property and everything. You was right in the video. It did show that you could say it was a matter of self-defense and he was provoked because the dude did hit him with a skateboard. But at the same time, he got hit with that skateboard though, because he had fired off anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, they heard the gunshot in the background. The people thought it was him, so they start rushing him, and it was just crazy, man. He was too young. His brain wasn't developed enough, you know, to be having that kind of adrenaline and firepower at the same time. You know, that's
legally, the young man didn't have the right to carry the firearm. He was not invited to protect the real estate, and he didn't have the legal right to protect it.
Yeah.
And whoever bought the gun, whoever bought the rifle,
Dylan Black. One of his little buddies is the one that bought it. The legal agreement that he gave in court was that he was going to pay or have a pay cash sale for the gun after he turned 18. What he needed was a FOID card in the state of Illinois and in the state of Wisconsin, which he applied for, and he was denied in 2020. Nothing about this was legal. You call it white privilege. I think we all know what it is. He sure did get lucky. Back to you, Bob.
What you think, Gigi? You thinking, like, I mean, what you think?
Well, like, based off of the story itself, as well as the age, as well as just the scenario, just anyone killing anyone at this point, he should be going to jail. But again, with the idea in Jersey, there's no self-defense here. So knowing that that's even a law and understanding that it will work in people's favors,
yeah,
it's sad, but I can also see a not guilty verdict as well.
Yeah. Okay, well, man, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, man, let's tap in just real fast. We're not going to spend a whole lot of time on it, man, but we'll talk about that old Second Amendment, man, and your stand your ground, you know what I'm saying, and see why this was actually okay. You know what I'm saying? So give us a minute, man. We'll be right back.
In a room full of dimes, you would be $100. If being fine was a crime, girl, they lock your little fine ass up in the tower. The way you move like you do, ooh, it's like you do it for a living. Do a little spin, do it again. See, look like you pay for the win. Oh, baby, I'm trying to roll, I'm trying to ride.
And we back, man. It's the big homies, man. Your big homie Bobby Dollars and the Bobby Dollars Show. Hey, we was talking a second ago, man, about this whole Kyle Ritten, what's his name? Rittenhouse.
Rittenhouse.
I don't know, man, but I just know I feel a certain kind of way about all of this, man. But I want to say states like Florida, I want to not Missouri as much, but certain parts, not necessarily Illinois. Colorado is good. Nevada is good. Like all these different little areas and states, man, got their own little stand your ground rules to where if you feel threatened, it's okay to pop that thing. But then you also got the Second Amendment protecting a lot of people too with the right to bear arms. So tell me, y'all, let's chime in on this, man, because it's like, are we really saying that he's in the wrong for having this gun, or are we saying he's in the wrong for firing the gun and actually ending someone's life? I mean, because I'm confused here, because according to America, it's cool to do what he did. You know what I'm saying? But then again, I mean, they was out there protesting and they was unarmed. So was it really cool? I mean, is he really protected?
No, he's wrong on all accounts to me. The idea that there were already police present, there was already security present that also had guns, there was no reason for you to be there.
Right. Now, in the video...
And you're a child.
Exactly. 17. And what's crazy is in the video, okay, that I just looked at, I seen it on YouTube. I had to credit it, I think, but it's like, it was called like the day of or the day in the life of a shooter or something. I can't remember, but they basically said in the video that the police were forcing the protesters towards the militia. And when you look at the footage, you see the M wraps and all the big cars and the police cars and stuff like inching towards the crowd as the crowd is like being forced away from the park. So as they're turning around to this corner where all the stores are, this is where all the little guys and all the militia guys or whatever you want to call them are standing out with their rifles and their guns and all of that kind of stuff. And one of the guys came up to one of them in the video and said, the police said they were going to send you guys down here towards us and we can handle you. You know, I mean, so it kind of seemed like it was plotted out like a plan or something to me. So I don't know. I mean... Is the Second Amendment, is it valued in this situation? I mean, is it stand your ground? Or is it just a young kid just out there with too much adrenaline just tripping? I mean, what you think, Mo?
It's a young kid out there with too much adrenaline tripping, man. Yeah. Looking at him, the Second Amendment, you know what I'm saying? The right to bear arms, don't get me wrong. I love my Second Amendment. You know what I'm saying? I love being able to be armed, but if you underage, you do not need to have a rifle or anything like that, man.
I agree.
That's the way they need to be trying to change the rules and the laws about that situation, man. Right. How do all these juveniles and people underage keep getting these firearms and these rifles and committing hindrous acts on people, man?
Yeah, I agree.
But it's also... It's a double-edged sword, because even if you think about it, like, they were telling kids to go to war, you know, like, so at the same time, it's like, these are the same age groups where we were sending our children off to war and they had to kill people. And so is it too young now that I think about it?
Hey, she got a point there, Mo, because the cats that was out there, man, holding those guns was military vets. A few of them had served and everything, you know, been overseas on tour. When I looked at the video, they talked to each one of these witnesses, and each one of the witnesses were people that were actually there with Kyle. And they were holding guns and weapons and had vests on and all of that in the videos. And that's one of the guys that said, one of the militia guys that was holding the guns is ones that said to them, the police sending y'all down here to us so we can deal with you. And then they'll clean it all up or something like that. And he was like, what do you mean? The guy that they were talking to was like, what do you mean? You know, send you down here to deal with us, you know, so. Like I said, I don't know. That's why I said I don't know how it would play its part, man, because it sounded like it was something that they was trying to do anyway. So maybe they got it all set up a certain kind of way. I mean, who knows, man? It's just hard to tell right now. I don't know, B, man. I mean, like, do you think he clean behind this, B? I mean, I don't understand, man.
Well, I think who's clean behind?
Kyle Rittenhouse, Rittenhouser.
So this case is incredibly complicated and it's a lot to unpack. So we can take it side by side. I think as far as the defense, I think that his attorney has a lot of work to do. I think that the significant seed that's been planted is his mental culpability and relying on his development being underage. I think they're going to play that card hugely. I think everybody has seen him in a meme at this point because he lost it, right? He had an anxiety attack on the stand. He started crying and blubbering, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not going to make fun of him in this moment because I've got a lot to think about, but I'll come back to it and I'll get that ass. So the prosecution, if they really want to try to play the delicate mindset and the impressionability of a child, that means that they're going to have to mitigate. That means that they're going to have to find those white nationalist groups guilty, which should play well on the back.
Real hard to do.
Yeah, right. So the prosecution, rather, they've got bodies. Habeas corpus is the easiest with Joseph Rosenbaum. That's the skateboarder that hit him. Yeah. The unknown assailant got 2 shots. And I think Haley Gruber, she was killed, right? That was one shot. And then Anthony Huber, I think, was the other person that was injured. All in all, Rosenbaum and Huber, the only deaths, the only kills Rosenbaum, that he actually got.
Rosenbaum,
that's fired in 4 different directions.
That's the one that just got out of the psych place or the jail or something like that. Rosenbaum, the dude that got killed, the one he shot like 4 times.
Habeas corpus. They got a body. So I think that that's going to be somebody's child. I think that's going to be a community seeking justice. And then there's the young lady. I think that if they really want to humanize this story instead of politicize it, that's the direction that they'll have to go. But at the end of it all, I think that judge, if you're listening to him, he's already got it wrapped. Not guilty of several charges for Kyle. He's not guilty. And then I think the court of public opinion, because he's a child, is going to play that way as well. The fact that he was agitated and attacked, it doesn't play well. But at the end of the day, it's the climate in Wisconsin, and it's their laws on guns, because he had no legal right of the gun. He had no reason to be there with a gun, but someone attacked him. And like you said, Bobby, about 38 of 50 states are staying your ground states. Yeah. So with the majority of states going with this kind of attitude and weaponizing the public, we can expect sensational trials like this with no justice being found.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy, man. So let's go ahead and close it up, man, for the whole Kenosha case so we can get ready to move on. Gigi, what's your final thoughts on Kenosha?
I wanted to take note that the judge also did not want to tell the individuals that passed away and condolences to their families and prayers out to them, that they were not going to be called victim, but they could be called arsonists or rioters. And I thought that was really telling on how the judge was already perceiving the case at that moment. So, it's really disheartening.
That's exactly what I said, man. I was like, how you gonna say they're not victims and come up with the phrase rioters and not even protesters, man? I'm like, come on, bro. He like she said, he already got in his mind what was gonna happen anyway, man.
Right. He had his mind made up.
He was nonchalant. His mind already made up. He's nonchalant about this trial, man.
Yeah, it's a sad situation, man, because I have to 360 my whole comment when I say again, like, there do I say that this is a form of white privilege. First and foremost, you ain't gonna find too many young African Americans running around in open public with a assault rifle without somebody calling the police and bringing attention and all kinds of different stuff, whether it's a riot or not, whether they out there looting or whatever they're doing. So for them to be out there and him to be a minor and then still be out there with adults and they all out there openly carrying assault rifles, I mean, he was in good company. So when it's all said and done, I mean, why would the judge even feel like, you know what I'm saying, he needs to be penalized? I mean, the judge may even feel like in his mind, the boy was doing the right thing. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. My final thoughts is I feel like little homie need to go ahead and hit the slammer, man. He need to go to jail at least 2 years. You know what I'm saying? Make a man out of him since he popped that thing like he won. He need to go ahead and see what it feel like to really be a man. So no mommy, no daddy. Go on, let him sit down for a couple years. Let him see the error in his ways and then let him live his life. And I think that's about the half of it for me. So, all right. So let's go ahead and take one more break, man. And when we come back, Gigi going to talk to us about the Astroworld situation with Travis Scott, man. So let's take a quick break. Smoke it out the window.
To spend 35, 45 thousand up in Tiffany's.
Oh no!
Got a badass kids running around my whole crib like it's Chuck E. Cheese.
Whoa, whoa!
Put me in the chair with an X-Men in the UFC.
Can't believe it.
I'm in disbelief.
This bitch got me paying the rent, paying for trips, diamonds on her neck, diamonds on her wrist, and here I am all alone. So cold, you got me out here.
And we back, man. It's the big homie Bobby Dollars, and I am back here with the homies, man. Hey, look, so we just got through talking about the Kenosha case. Now we finna step off into a whole different element of, I don't know what the heck, man. The big homie Gigi got it, man. Go on, tell him what's up, Gigi.
Yeah, so the Astroworld incident, which is a Travis Scott festival that he has usually every year, but he didn't have it last year because of COVID, and he had it in Houston in 2019 as well. But in this recent incident, there were actually some deaths, some fans that broke through gates and bum rush the stage. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of foolery, nonsense going on. And again, condolences and prayers to the individuals who lost their lives.
Yeah, prayers up, man.
Just to know that you want to go have a great time.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
It was, man. It really was. 9 victims, man. It's heart-wrenching, man, because I just can't see them doing this and not realizing that they over capacity or something, you know what I'm saying? Like Jesus Christ, didn't nobody say, hey man, you know, you got like 5,000 too many damn people in here. We got to start spreading this out or something, you know? I don't know,
well,
man.
Well, the event itself, like the place, like just to clarify, like the place in itself can hold 200,000 people. They put out tickets for 100,000 and they sold 50,000 tickets. So even with like the extra people coming, technically the area can fit 200,000 people. It's just that they didn't have enough manpower to manage all those people. That's how I'm seeing it.
Y'all want to hear something crazy?
What's that?
So I went out to eat the other day. It was like Tuesday or Wednesday, something like that, right? And the young lady that was waiting on us was at the concert and she told us about it. Yeah. So the way that she described it, she was like, there's like 4 or 5 mosh pits, like there's mosh pits everywhere. And she was just talking about how many people it was. And you know how it is at a concert when like it's time to make a move or everybody wants to see who's on stage. Everybody take a step or 10 closer to the stage.
Yeah.
She just was kind of describing like, you know, you got picked up by the crowd, yeah, you know, a couple times, like, you know what I mean? So And then did you see any of the introductions on Instagram or social media before all this craziness started?
Man, I like seen they were so running in there like crazy. I seen so many videos, B, and it's crazy, man. It's actually kind of, I don't even want to say disappointing. It's actually kind of scary, man.
The girl told us that she saw one of the ones that died in front of her. She said that she had a seizure. She said that she saw her on the ground and she was busting into whatever seizure. And then that young lady turned out to pass away later on. Like, wow. That's gonna be a lot to a lot of people because it's actually seeing that and to have that kind of exposure, it's gonna put a lot of people out there. So definitely thoughts up to those families and all those that are really affected and suffering through this. Absolutely. That's all. I was just saying it's everybody knows somebody within pretty good contact that was there. And like a 16-year-old girl in California, I think is fighting for her life as well, if I'm not mistaken.
She passed away. Passed away. She was 22, I think.
Okay. Yeah,
it was a lot of young people there, man. The most people that lost their lives were young, man. And you looking like, I'm looking at like 15, 16-year-old kids, man, at a concert going to enjoy their stuff. And you got other motherfuckers that's going and just doing all types of crazy shit. You know,
what about those parents? As parents, are you comfortable bringing your kids that young to a concert?
Nah.
You would expect them to be safe.
Never. And then
the little nine-year-old boy too, man.
Nah, never, man. Never.
Well, I think that that's the complication that lies with Travis Scott, is that they're going to try, I think a lot of people are going to try to hold him personally responsible before they hold the venue responsible, before they hold the next responsible. So
why would you say that, though?
Say what now? What? About responsibility?
Yeah.
Because watching the show and watching a series of the shows, I think that it makes it seem like it's a hot point or a liability. No one's going to host his shows, which could ultimately affect him as an artist. I think that that's the big picture, because his family's got to eat. But people are going to be making money on this for a while.
But what do you say about like, because mosh pits, that's something that happens at rock bands, metal. Mm-hmm. Like, these are things that happen at concerts all the time. Maybe not happen to be like hip hop concerts per se. So like the idea that that's going to be something that's going to stop him, I don't see that, because that's just, again, I think it's the idea that things like this happen, unfortunately, at concerts, not per se dying, but people passing out, like drugs are being passed around, things like this happen. And like, venues are supposed to be prepared, knowing the capacity of people when things like this happen. Like, as an artist, like, knowing and following Travis Scott, if you are a fan, you're going to know, like, that's the environment of his concert.
Right.
So
right,
for
that's
the parents that know him or the kids that know him, like, they know that at his concerts they have mosh pits. They know, like, that's the vibe of the concert. And if you don't, then you need to like go up top and don't be on the floor. Because I've been to a Travis Scott concert and I've seen it. And I was like, that's not for me. I'm going to go sit down with the people upstairs. Thank you.
Yeah. I can agree with that.
So many people, so many underage ones that were ultimately affected the worst way. I'm not even going to be funny right now, but that's right. That's really where I think this particular one is going to go, and I think that it is going to set new precedent.
Yeah, see, I see what B is saying. What he's saying basically is like, you got kids that are underage, not like 15-year-olds and 16-year-olds kind of minors. I'm talking 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds.
Yes.
That could be the responsibility of the parent, because I would say, why in the hell?
Of course it is.
You know, why would you bring your 9-year-old to a concert? But then I have to push back from the table and say, well, damn, that 9-year-old's dad might be 27 and he might just love Travis Scott. You know what I'm saying? Like, kids are having kids. So it's all like, it's all like in the same thing, man, because I know when I was used to ride around and be listening to certain music in my car, my son would be with me. And before you know it, he'd be listening to that kind of music too. So I can generally see where a parent would say, well, I'm going to take my teenager to the Travis Scott concert, but not a 9-year-old, man, or a 10-year-old or something. Like, I don't know, man. I've been a parent for 23 years.
I've seen that too.
I don't know, man.
I don't think that's a problem. I think, to be honest with you, like, outside of the idea that we just came out of, well, we're still kind of in it, of the pandemic, and how the idea we were so separate from everyone, and now everyone's like in these enclosed spaces, yeah, that of course you're going to want to bring your children with you in these, yeah, concerts. But at the same time, as a parent, you also have to be cognizant that you're bringing a child to a concert. So why are you standing that close to the stage?
Yeah.
Like, knowing in this capacity, it's just certain things that, although, like, yes, this is a Travis Scott concert and his festival, and these are his fans, but everyone should also be responsible for where they are as well. Like, even being on stage as a performer, like, there's lights in your face. Like, you're literally blinded unless you're physically looking at the audience, right? So it's, yeah, like, even if we want to say he saw everything, he's still trying to, and at one point he even told, he even stopped the show.
Yeah, right?
It's not like,
he did.
So it's not, at any moment, initially, I agreed. I was like, yo, Travis, like, this ain't it. But, yeah, then when you keep, like, taking a step back and you understand, like, there was other people that were responsible, mainly the venue, because, yeah, they know, because they've done this already with him before, the type of crowd it is. So, yeah, why were you not prepared?
See, that's where I'm at. What was you saying, B? Say it again.
I was just saying it's really a sad situation, yeah, because there's a lot of ironicity. Yeah. Said are there, so it's really multi-layered. You know, I think y'all are doing a good job of unpacking it. There's a lot there. Mo, what you think about this, man?
Man, this is wild though. This is what I don't understand is I heard about all the lawsuits and everything that they got out, saying that the lawyers and everybody was saying that this probably gonna be up into the billions of dollars with lawsuits, man.
Yeah.
So therefore they trying to make the artist liable for that though, but the artist, that's what I'm trying to figure out, how is the artist liable for what happened at his concert?
It's not,
like Gigi said, shouldn't it be like on the venue and everybody else that was involved other than the artist? Because
the only,
I know,
thing you can hold an artist liable, like, for is the same thing you can hold
here's the thing, man. Look, here's the thing, man. Y'all got to understand, because you keep saying the artist. Here's the thing. It's not the artist, bro. Like, when I owned Infamous Records, man, for the time that I did, we had to learn that whenever you are being sued or you are, like, having to deal with outside entities, it's not the artist. It's not the person. It's the brand. It's what it is. And Travis Scott is a brand. He had a McDonald's burger named after him and stuff like that. They're not attacking him per se. They're not attacking his character. They're trying to attack his pockets. They're trying to get into his brand. They're trying to get his money. And, you know, what we said in the very first time we was chopping it up, man, in that one episode, it's always about the money. Every aspect of all of this is about the business, because here's the underlying truth right here. When it's all said and done, whether people like Travis Scott, whether people don't like Travis Scott, whether people enjoyed the concert or not, when those people started climbing them stanchions and they started going to them lighting people and they started going to the recording booths and stuff where they was doing all the extra work to keep the lights going and all of that, and they were telling them a lady died, you guys got to stop the show, we need EMTs, this guy is having a seizure right here, he's on the ground shaking right now, and the guy told the girl, get the fuck out of here, we're busy, we're working, get the fuck out of here. Hey man, come on man, like, these people are sitting here pouring their hearts out to you, telling you that it's a person, they pointing right down here telling you this person is having a seizure down here. Whether you didn't stop the show and just yourself personally got off your seat and went and just verified this shit for yourself, just because you only trust your own information, you know what I'm saying? You are still in the wrong for not doing that. I mean, my mom always told me growing up, when more than one person tell you the exact same thing, it's the truth. it was 6 or 7 people standing up there telling that man, this guy's having a seizure. That girl just died. This part, you know, I mean, come on, man. Like, it ain't about Travis Scott, true indeed. It's about his brand. But the venue, the people who own this place, the people who were running the lighting, the boards, the sound, all of that, man, like, they was controlling that concert, and them people was trying to tell them what was going on, and they were pushing them away, making them climb back down. Look at some of the videos, man, that people had on Instagram and stuff like that on their phones.
Hey, look, check this out, B. I seen one video, man, to where the crowd, you know how they do the crowd surfing or whatever? They had one guy, man, this guy was, you could tell this guy was unconscious. They had him up in the air. And they were launching, they were sending him over and all of that, man. And I'm like, then you could see when they was running in there, man, how they was trampling over people, man.
Yeah, man.
One guy got his head stepped on, and you like, man, what the? It's like, man, they just bum rushed. I'm like, where was the security at when they was just bum rushed and all of that, man? It was, you could tell it was probably about 200-300 people coming through there at one time, man, just knocking everybody over, man. And right. I'm looking at this like, God, this is sad.
Well,
and when my folks was telling me about this, and I seen it, I seen the alert come through on my phone, 8 dead at a Travis Scott concert. So I had to go back and look at it, man. And they were showing like all the different videos of people trampling each other, and then the girl coming up on the scaffold telling the guy that, you know, you need to stop the show and all of that. And like you saying, he was telling her to fuck off or whatever, man. It's sad, man.
Yeah, man.
It's gonna be some crazy shit behind this.
Bro, it's just like Gigi said a minute ago, man. If you've ever been to a Travis Scott concert, you know what to expect, because it's the same thing all the time. And the people were saying this. They were saying every year when we go to these, it gets crazy. But this year it got too crazy. There were way too many people. People were saying people couldn't even lift their arms in the air because they were so smushed together and all that kind of stuff, man. So like Gigi said, man, people knew what they was getting themselves into, because that's how he get down. You know what I'm saying? So I think the venue probably should have put up some walls or some barriers, or, you know, sectioned it off a little better with some concrete or some bricks or something that was harder to move, chains, you know, something, man, when you know it's finna be that chaotic, because this is the type of venue that he has and this is what's accepted. So I don't know, man. But I agree with Gigi on that. Like, hey, if you know that's what you're getting into and you know that's what you're used to, then people got to prepare for it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. That's kind of crazy. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, man. And when we come back, we'll close out this Travis Scott thing, because, man, it's so much to unravel. It's so, so much to unravel. But we'll be right back.
You got plans. Don't say that.
Shut your trap.
I'm sipping wine.
Sip.
In a robe.
Trip.
I look too good.
Look too good
to be alone.
Ooh.
My house clean. My pool warm. Just shake.
Smooth like a newborn.
We should be dancing, romancing in the East Wing and the West Wing of this mansion. What's happening? So if you're tryna lay this on, I'ma leave the door open.
I'ma leave the door open,
I'ma leave the door open, girl.
I'ma leave the door open, open.
And we back, man. It's the Big Homie, and we back with the Big Homies. Hey, man, we've been talking. You know what I'm saying? We was kind of discussing the Travis Scott situation with the Astroworld. I guess you could call it a fiasco for real, man. 9 dead, over 300 injured. You know what I'm saying? 9-year-old boy in critical condition right now. But let's close this out, man. Like, GG, you started it, you finish it, girl. Ladies first. Like, what you thinking on this, man? Like, how you think all this gonna end?
Overall, like, we know that there's going to be lawsuits, of course. Travis apologized, and he's definitely going to, from what I'm seeing, doing what he can for the victims and anyone that was hurt at the concert. But I don't think this is the end of it. I think he's going to bounce back. It's definitely going to be tragic and something to look back on. But kids like moments like this. They're going to live for the next one. And there's going to be a next one.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I agree with that. It never stops. So, yeah, that's what's up, man. Anybody else, man? What y'all think, man? How you think it's going to play out?
Man, I just hope he get out of this, man. I just don't want to see them taking money out of this man pocket, man. He got to feed his family, you feel me? And all of that good stuff like that, man. I just want to, you know, his brand to be his brand again, man.
Yeah.
Travis Scott is a big guy. He's a well-known popular guy, bro. And he do a lot of community stuff, too, man. I ain't going to even lie.
Yeah,
he's probably one of the few rappers. I know out here that do that kind of stuff, man.
Yeah.
He's a good dude, man. I just hope he
gets up out of here. Yeah, real talk. What you say, B?
I just said Travis Scott is going to be all right. He's going to experience a little turbulence to this right now. But don't forget, he is in a dynastic family. So I think it will resolve eventually. You got to remember, Travis Scott is the one that was behind that dance craze. You remember Fortnite, the video game, where they featured that dance craze. He had his own meal at McDonald's, and he's one of the ever popular artists. So it's going to be a cultural shift. I think that there's going to be some loyalists, and in the end, we'll see who's right. Like every generation, we always think our version of music is the best. So
yeah,
that's all I got on that.
And you know, he got his own Jordan too.
He's marketing monster. Marketing monster.
That's true, man. Okay, so all right, man. So that's what's up on Travis Scott and everybody, man. Before we go, man, because, you know, I got to thank y'all one more time, man, for always coming. Y'all come through for me, man. The big homies, you hear me? We show up, show out. But before we go, man, hey, look, let's do this little thing, man. What y'all listening to, man? Like, hey, right now, man, we was talking about it the other day. That Silk Sonic, man, that who is it? B.B. King my bad, man. I'm talking crazy, man. Yeah, Anderson Park, man. Anderson Paak and Bruno Mars, man. That old night of that Silk Sonic, man. Hey, that's a pretty nice album, man. What y'all think about it?
This bitch.
Hey, that I is the it. Shit, though. That it. Is the shit, though. You hear me?
I like art it. Imitates life. Art imitates life. That's all I got to say on that record.
Hey, it's good.
He need his flowers right now, huh?
Yes, all the flowers. I love that album. One of my friends said it perfectly. It sounds like cocaine.
Yeah. I like
I've
the
never
idea.
Done it, but that's what the feel.
Well, I like natural music, man. I like when people can bring you a real sound and an original sound, because all this other music is just, they just recycle each other's beats and hooks. And man, hey, they kind of a breath of fresh air, if you ask me.
To be honest, Bruno Mars hadn't put out no bad music anyway.
Yeah.
All of his music been good. And this man was, you know, he did the Super Bowl like 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
He performed at the Super Bowl 2 years in a row, and then, you know, his first two albums that he did it on a record company and with a record label, and he ended up being able to make enough money off of his first two albums to where he was able to put all his music out independent. So he's not even under a record company now. Everything that he put out now is independent for him, man.
Okay.
So he was able to buy his masters and everything, man, to where he own all his stuff, man. So it's like nobody got control of Bruno Mars. So if Bruno Mars putting out any music is gonna be on the Bruno Mars people, you know?
Yeah, that's the way to do it though. I mean, if you're gonna survive. So what's your favorites, man? I know you just said I actually, believe it or not, I like Leave the Door Open, but I think one of my favorites is Skate, man. I like Skate.
I love Leave the Door Open. That's it, actually gives me flashbacks. That was a good day. But I definitely love Smoking Out the Window. It just gives me a feeling, you know, that, and I may have been that bitch at one point in time, but you know what? I'm a better person now. I'm a better person.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man, that Smoking Out the Window is, that's my jam on that, man. And, you know, I've been listening to the whole album or whatever, but that's one that really caught my, you know what I'm saying, caught my attention on that, man. It's, that one's dope. It's got a nice little smooth vibe to it. And I ain't gonna even lie, I've been that motherfucker that's been paying rent, spending money on
take your ass home and fry some bologna.
That, I was feeling it.
You hear me? She at the crib sleep full and happy. You at the hole eating bologna with mayonnaise on the side. Oh, man. That's crazy, bro. That's horrible, man.
I'm like, Bruno, man, this bitch got me paying rent, spending money on trips. Then he said, she got her kids running around my crib like it's Chuck E. Cheese. Like, man, this dude right here, man.
Man.
Hey, he said she got her badass kids running around my crib like it's Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, man, I like that, man. Right, but you can tell when it's good music, man, because they always say all the right things in them lyrics. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up, man. I like that, man. I actually like that album. And it ain't too many of them I really listen to if it ain't old school. So I kind of like that. That's pretty cool. That's what's up, man. Hey, so if you ain't listening to it, go check out that B.B. King and Luther Vandross and... and don't forget to leave your door open, and we're gonna skate through that motherfucker and smoke out your window. You hear me? So
because you could be as fly as me. That's a good song too. Fly as me is good too.
Yeah, I like that. I was listening to that at work last night. That's what's up, man. So hey, I want to thank everybody again for showing up and showing out, man. Hey, tell them how they can find y'all, man.
Man, you can find me on Twitter, man, PHAMILY 357 underscore. Snapchat, Trinity Boy 357. I'll let you boy.
And that was Big Mo.
You can find me.
Big Mo. Big Mo.
Okay. Hi, everybody. You can find me on Just a Conversation with Gigi, Mr. Rep Money. Oh, it's Greg, Mr. Rep Money, and Gigi. Gigi should have been first, y'all, but that's neither here nor there. Also, shout out to the Lunch Break Podcast. And if you want to follow me, you can find me on Twitter at GCarly7. And that's GQARLY and the number 7. Tap in, y'all.
You can find me on all platforms. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, SoundCloud, TikTok as well, at Chubby Idris Elba. It's not that hard to pronounce. I'll do it again. At Chubby Idris Elba.
I feel like that was a shot at me for some reason.
Hell no.
That's crazy, man. Hey, you know what it is, man. It's your big homie, Bobby Dollars, man. Y'all catch me on the Bobby Dollars Show. And right here on all your platforms, like B said, man, where you listen to your favorite podcast. Once again, man, thank everybody for showing up and showing out, man. Hey, it's the big homie. This has been the Big Homies, and this is the Bobby Dollars Show.